Hi everyone, we are in our second day of this Advent series, and so today we'll be reading from Micah chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Now muster your troops, O daughter of troops. Siege is laid against us. With a rod they strike the judge of Israel on the cheek. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old. From ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. He shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. Now, this book of Micah, it's written in a similar time period as Isaiah. And as we talked about yesterday, this time period is before Israel was forced into exile, but it's still a very dark time. It was still a time of sin and idolatry and injustice. And going along with that, at this time, what we're shown here in verse 1 is it's talking about mustering troops. Now, that's like language about going to war, but this actually is said kind of ironically, actually, or tongue-in-cheek, because it says, muster your troops, O daughter of troops. Now, in this time, of course, the troops would not have been female. And so the implication here is that there is no army. Therefore, Israel, God's people, they're in a bad place. A siege is coming up against them. And it says that, like, with a rod, they strike the judge of Israel. This is talking about how Israel was going to be conquered. They were going to lose their kingdom. Things were going to be dark, and they actually wouldn't even have the means to even defend themselves because there was no army. It's just the daughter of troops that is left there. But of course, again, there's a promise here. There's a promise of someone to come. And we read about this in verse 2. Verse 2 tells us that someone will come, meaning in the future, someone would come forth, and this someone would be ruler of Israel. Now, this ruler is coming, strangely though, it's not just like someone that is to come, but also it says that he's from of old, from ancient days. So Micah here is talking about a future ruler who is ancient. It's strange language, isn't it? Right? Someone who would be new, yet to be born, yet to come, but would be from old. And of course, we're giving the small, tiny detail that this ruler would come from Bethlehem. Now, there's some layers of meaning here about Bethlehem, actually, because for Micah's audience, they would have connected Bethlehem with King David, who was from Bethlehem. And so for them, they would read this or hear this, and they would think, wow, there's a new king coming in the line of David, someone a part of like the Davidic covenant. It'd be like fulfillment of God's promises to David. And I think that's important to recognize here. But of course, for us, we know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem as well. And this is, of course, this whole passage is talking about Jesus. He would be this new ruler that has not even yet come, but he'd be also from of old, who's ancient. He is from the line of David, and he would be born in Bethlehem. This would be the new ruler. And what Micah is telling us is that he tells us what this new ruler, this king, would do. Interestingly, in verse 3, it says that he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. This is saying here, this ruler would give up Israel, as in let them be conquered in a sense, like leave them alone in a sense, until the time of his birth, right? So this king would allow God's people, in a sense, to be conquered, but he would only allow that until the time that he comes, where he would draw people back to Israel. And we're told in this passage that he would be their shepherd. That's implications of gentleness, but also a strength, the majesty, the power of God. And as a result, God's people would be secure. And it says in verse 5 that this ruler would be their peace. This is what this king was coming to do. And we, of course, are much like Israel in that, how Israel was unable to defend itself, we would also be kind of like that as well, because not so much against like attacks from armies, but we are in a sense sheep without a shepherd, or at least we were until God sent Jesus to us, a new king, a new ruler, someone who'd bring peace, rule with justice and strength and majesty, gentleness and love. This new king would change everything, but he wouldn't be new at all. He'd be from ancient of days. This new king would be God himself, God sent to us. When we think about our lives, we face darkness much like the Israelites. There are hard times, but we know in the midst of this, we have a king, we have a ruler who has come, and he's going to make things right. He will be our shepherd. He will guide us. He'll lead us to the right places. He'll lead us towards God. Let us thank God for sending Jesus to us to be our king. Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you that you care for us. And though we go into times of darkness, you are our light and you are our king. You're the one who rules us and leads us to the Father. And so, Jesus, we thank you for your coming. We thank you that you come to rule us and to help us and to bless us. And we pray that all the more we will recognize your power and your might, your majesty, your gentleness, your love in our lives. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.